The school run has started. It is now about 18-19 minutes past 8 in Glenmire in Cork, and I'm taking my daughter across the city of Cork from the north side to the south side to her school in Douglas. And we are now driving down the hill past a whole load of lovely trees on a day which is quite bright, plenty of light cloud in the sky, sun streaming through, and no traffic in front of me.
Speak. Daddy, what, you tell me a story, and record on the iPhone.
What kind of a story would you really like this morning on the school run?
Rebel stories.
A rebel story? Okay, now Rebel, as you know, is a dog. He's a Lakeland Terrier. He's a small, little, wiry Lakeland Terrier. And he's the dog I had when I was the same age as you.
When you were five.
When I was five. I had a little dog. And this is one of the stories about him that I've never, ever told you before. It's actually the story about the first time Rebel ever came to the school with me. And it was a disaster, I can tell you that. Rebel was used to being left at home every day when I went off to school. My mummy or my father, depending upon whose turn it was, would drive me into school. This is when I was very small now. And Rebel was always left behind. He just looked after the house while we were away, and he was a kind of a guard dog on the house, so nobody would get into the house while we were out. But one day, I had an idea. I said, Dad, can I take Rebel into the class and show him to the others? And my father was half asleep, and he didn't realize what he was saying, and he said yes. So then, since he had said yes, he couldn't say no. So Rebel came in the car, into town, in Limerick, to school with me.
Wow!
I'm telling you, it was a disaster. My poor father, he never realized what he was letting himself in for. Now, first of all, Rebel had never been with me in the car in the morning. And Rebel was much too excited in the car. Every time, he just spent his whole time licking me. He was licking my face, licking my hands, and I was trying to push him away. And my father found this very distracting when he was driving the car, because there was an awful lot of noise and little bits of barking. And at one time, I hit Rebel a tap on the nose, like a little friendly tap, and he growled a little bit. Then I had to give him a hug. So it was all a bit noisy in the back of the car, and my father wasn't paying attention, and he nearly crashed the car. He suddenly put on the brake to stop himself from running into the back of the car in front. Rebel was thrown forward. I was thrown forward. We didn't have seatbelts in those days. When I was young and going to school, I just sat in the back of the car and nobody wore seatbelts, and I had no car seat. So I got thrown against the seat in front. Rebel got thrown up in the air. Rebel landed in the front seat of the car besides my father, and my father was absolutely furious. I can tell you, we very nearly ran into the back of the woman driving the car in front. The woman in front even got a surprise. And the car that was beside my father started to laugh. The guy driving the car had seen what had happened. He saw that there was a dog flying through the air, and he pointed out a flying dog to his child, who was in the seat beside him. Anyway, that was the very last time that I was allowed to bring my dog into school, because Rebel had to climb back out of the car. My father had to pull the car in to the side of the road, had to get out of his seat, lift Rebel, put him into my lap, and put a big towel on top of the two of us And he said, you two hide under there until you get to school. And Rebel just licked me the whole way. And that was the story of the first time I ever took Rebel to school in my car.
What about the school bit?
Oh, what happened when he got to the school?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you know, it took us longer to get to the school than I expected. So when we got to the school, we had only got about 3 minutes left before the class began. And I carried Rebel in. Now, Rebel was heavier than Rocky. So it was actually a bit hard. But I was quite strong. So I did throw him up on top of my shoulder and I held him there. And my father carried my bag and we went in. And as soon as we got into the school, the first thing that happened was the teacher, who was already in the class, said, no dogs allowed in here. The teacher didn't even discuss it. The teacher didn't even smile. The teacher put on a very kind of a crossish face. And I knew that the teacher, who was, I think, I forget his name now. It was a man teacher I had. And he was not a happy bunny. So all the other people in my class were waving and even some of them were shouting, dog, dog, dog. And I felt a bit insulted. I had so wanted to bring my dog into the class and my dog wasn't let in. So I had to take the dog back out, hand him over to my dad, and tell Rebel that I would see him later in the day as soon as I could possibly get back from school. And I did hope his feelings weren't hurt, because it's very difficult for a little dog if you take him into a school and they say, no dogs wanted here. But actually, I found out afterwards that most schools are like that. They don't let you bring your dog into the classroom. Tell me, have any of the people in your class brought their dog into school yet?
Never.
Never? Would you like... Oh, we're in the tunnel.
We're in the tunnel!
We're absolutely in the tunnel under the River Lee. Going across to the other side. And when we get to the other side, we'll be in the south side of Cork City. Anyway, Grace, I think that's... Is that enough recording for now?
No.
Well, okay. Any things you want to add? Because I've run out of words.
You.
It's over to you.
No, you.
No, you.
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 Me.
You said you, so you.
Oh, dear. All right. This is Paul O'Mahony changing up a gear. As he passes Mahon, the traffic is completely clear. There isn't time for another story. These people will kill me if I go on longer than this. And anyway, I only have 10 minutes on the audio boo. Hey, what do you think of recording stories?
Hate it.
I used to tell you Rebel stories at night, didn't I?
Yeah. But you don't anymore because I'm 5 now.
Because you're 5 now, you don't want any more Rebel stories? Okay, I'll have to find another child to tell the Rebel stories to. Okay, folks, that's it. It's 9 o'clock. The road is clear. The sky is full of potential rain, but lots of lovely light too. So have a great day. Paul O'Mahony signing out from the school run. Better concentrate on something else now. Bye-bye.